Thank you. So thank you so much. Hello, my name is Keith Teedy. I'm the host of the New Media Central podcast. It's a weekly podcast, and this week I'm talking about food and drugs. It makes me so angry. It makes me so angry that there are very rich individuals and giant corporations that are messing us over badly. So bad that we may die of it, and we are dying of it. I talk about food, how it's prepared, how processed food is killing us, and it's everywhere now. We can't really get away from it since World War II, actually. Food has gone way downhill. It's not really completely nutritious anymore. It's kind of deadly, actually. And it's sad, and I hate to even talk about stuff like this, but we got to talk about it because it's a problem. We got to get back to good old good food, you know. You go out and buy some bread, cook a little meat and put it on the bread, add a little cheese maybe, non-processed cheese, and there you go. You know, you have oatmeal for breakfast. It's totally crazy, and it's really getting me mad. We got to do what we got to do to fix this. And you know what I'm going to say here. Step one, elect Donald Trump president so he can get us out of this mess. I mean, he's not the only person that's going to do anything about it, but he's the guy that's got to be in the top slot that can get us going in the right direction. This is a shorty. It's compact and condensed, though. So you really want to listen closely this week. Just take a few minutes of your time, but listen to it. We got to get this under control, and we got to do it soon. Thanks for listening. If you've been listening to me for any length of time, you know that I'm very interested in problems with health, medicine, nutrition, and pharmaceuticals, and how we have perverted the medical, pharmaceutical, and food industries purely for profit. Well, I've been doing research on and off on this subject for years now, and recently I have uncovered some things that make the whole circus come full circle. And all of my fears are real. We live in a world now where very powerful people, you know, like the Sacklers, who created the opioid crisis for profit, for example, and the medical industry is using us as lab rats to create medical issues, and then the pharmaceuticals companies come to fix these issues, and the new meds make us even sicker, and we are all on a giant evil cycle that's making us sick and even killing us. This whole mess started back in 1910 when John D. Rockefeller, founder of Standard Oil, and the Carnegie Foundation commissioned Abraham Flexner to examine the medical field and how people were trained in that field and wanted him to streamline it so they could do a whole new redo of the field from the ground up. That Rockefeller could have a small number of people coming up with ways to use his petroleum byproducts to make drugs. This has become known as the Flexner Report. Rockefeller established Johns Hopkins University and the University of Chicago and others just for this purpose. He wanted to control the pharmaceutical industry to ensure all drugs were made using his petroleum byproducts and to be a distribution system for him. In the beginning, it worked out fabulously. Many medical miracles were created during the 1900s. They created tests for syphilis and tuberculosis. They had miracle immunizations that were created to tackle these medical issues and other bacterial diseases. And although it seemed altruistic and mankind benefited from these improvements in medicine, well, they were all done to make Rockefeller richer. In the early days, the drugs they were coming up with were one and done. The patient would take a certain drug for a couple of weeks or months to treat a specific ailment, and then you're done. That wasn't producing the revenues that a drug that was used for years or a lifetime would produce. So, about 1956, the pill, you know, oral contraceptives, was created and went on the market around 1960. It was the first drug intended to be taken for years and be used by a large percentage of the population. We also began using pharmaceuticals for chronic conditions. That meant more people would be taking more drugs more often and for longer periods of time, possibly for the rest of their lives. The Sackler family produced Valium. 30% of women in the 1970s was on Valium. Remember Mommy's Little Helper? That ushered in psychiatric conditions, heart disease, and diabetes, among others. And, of course, we needed drugs to combat all of these new conditions. On top of all this, in 1986, Congress passed a law protecting vaccine manufacturers from civil personal injury and wrongful death lawsuits resulting from vaccine injuries. Now, to fill in another part of the giant circle of drug companies making bank on all of these new ailments, we also began making processed food. Two giant companies, Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds, had to do something because the Surgeon General around 1970 came out with a report that cigarettes were bad. They knew sales were going to plummet, so they decided to get into the food game. R.J. Reynolds bought Nabisco, and Philip Morris bought Kraft Foods and General Foods. They intentionally made the food they produced more addictive, kind of like cigarettes. They made processed foods sound great, saying it was more nutritious and low-fat, and they could produce lots of it cheaply to feed a starving nation. These two companies produced about half of the food eaten by Americans at that time. It's not good. To achieve this cheaply produced, addictive food took chemicals. Massive amounts of chemicals. We spray our food with more chemicals than any other nation, and these companies don't have the burden of ensuring these chemicals are safe like other countries do. They just spray, and then if something bad happens as a result, they pretend to do some research into whether or not to continue using them. I don't know if you remember, Monsanto got busted for causing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from a chemical they were using in Roundup weed killer, and they were given 10 years to study it. The lawsuit was first filed in 1996, and it took until 2023 before the first verdict against them was handed down. The feminine movement caused an increase in processed foods when women wanted out of the kitchen, and they moved toward these new, easy-to-prepare foods to get them out. 67% of calories consumed by kids today are ultra-processed foods, foods made in a laboratory. Kids aren't the only ones. This problem affects everyone. Soda is the number one item purchased with food stamps today. We like our sweets, and it's literally killing us. High fructose corn syrup is one of the worst of the bad chemicals. It's in nearly every food we eat, and it's bad for your body. Fructose naturally makes you want to eat more. Most other foods fill you up when eaten, and you want to stop eating when you get full. High fructose is like naturally occurring fructose on steroids. It makes you want to eat more and more, and the obesity epidemic is one of the nasty side effects of all the chemically enhanced food we eat. Also, high fructose corn syrup makes your body not able to turn the sugar into energy. Turns it into fat. And in addition, it makes you aggressive and violent. You know, we're all just lab rats and being pushed to an addiction of a lot of very harmful chemicals to increase profits for a small number of companies. I've been talking about this for many years now, and my anxiety increases continuously. The more I find out about what's going on, the more crazy I get. These massive companies can do whatever they want, including moving the masses of this planet towards ill health. It is a vicious cycle they have put us on. They produce food that is addictive, using chemicals that cause us to get sick. When we get sick, we go to the doctor's office, where we get a prescription for a drug that treats our symptoms but makes us sicker. And then we go back to the doctor's office and get another drug for the new symptom, and that makes us even sicker. And all the while, we continue to eat the foods that made us sick in the first place. I often talk about the revolution that's coming to get the government of our nation back in line and working for us instead of against us. While we're at that, we also have to fix the food and drug problem. There's a lot to be done, and we're running out of time to fix these things. Step one, elect Donald Trump so he can drain the swamp and bring these vicious corporations down a couple of notches. Even though we say it in every election, when we say this is the most important presidential election in the history of the world, we're not kidding.